Now let's look at the cuts now when the season's really about to start and the bullets are about to fly.
Well, I don't think they're finished yet, you know, because there were, what, 600 and some guys cut this past couple of days, around the 32 teams in the National Football League. So the Chiefs aren't completely satisfied with the 53-man roster that they have right now, and I'm sure they're scouring what's going on and who is available right now to see if they can't find somebody that can help them, because there are a few areas where they need some help. And one of them is on that offensive line, because the depth is not there. In fact, we don't even know about the starters. The two offensive tackles have been a question mark all through training camp. That's Turley and also Sampson. And what if they go down? Here, Will Shields, and you know Will Shields, he's didn't play the last couple of games because of an ankle injury. He's, you know, the main guy on that offensive line as far as the veterans are concerned, and hopefully he's going to be all right. If he's out of there, they got more problems in that offensive line. Over on the defensive side, they've got two new starting defensive tackles, Reed and Edwards, in place of Lionel Dalton and Ryan Sims. So it's going to be interesting to see what they can do, and interesting to see if maybe this move might motivate the two starting tackles from a year ago, Ryan Sims and also Lionel Dalton. So they still have some question marks as to what they can do. You know, Tony Gonzalez, he had two passes thrown to him in three games. And
not a lot.
And he's got to be their main receiver, because of all the zone defenses played today in the NFL. He got those open areas in that zone where he can slide in there and make the catches. So, you know, offensively and defensively, we're playing vanilla out there in preseason. Now we're going to see the real Kansas City Chiefs and what they really want to do, because they've been planning for the Cincinnati Bengals for the last several weeks. They really weren't too concerned about preseason play. I think this is the first they won two games, two out of four, in preseason, the first time in about 3 years. So this actually, if you look at the wins and losses, this was a good preseason for the Chiefs.